Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Called to obey without delay. At once they left their nets and followed him, Mark 1:18. Procrastination, it's a thief of time and the grave of opportunity. Two fishermen in Mark 1 were confronted with a command from the Savior. Follow me. It was not a particularly convenient command. What with nets to mend, fish to catch, business to tend, and families to care for. But there was no time to procrastinate. This was a clear statement of the Master's will for them. Charles Spurgeon, whose preaching prompted thousands to follow Christ, explains the danger of later in the life of a disciple. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. When they heard the call of Jesus, Simon and Andrew obeyed without delay. If we would always punctually and with determination immediately put into practice what we hear, it could not fail to enrich us spiritually. A person will not lose his loaf once he has eaten it. Neither will a believer be deprived of doctrine once he or she has acted on it. Most readers and hearers are moved to the point of deciding to amend. But alas, no fruit comes of it. They wait, they waver, and then they forget. That fatal tomorrow is blood red with the murder of good resolutions. The practice of truth is the most profitable reading of it. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 20.
The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Even today, Jesus' call to obedience doesn't always come at a convenient moment. Obedience is often inconvenient. It costs. When we hear a command of Christ, we often hear within us two conflicting voices, one a call to delay, the other a call to obey. You can't answer both calls, for each excludes the other, but you must respond to one of them. It's not an easy decision. The appeal of both is strong. But remember, for some people, later has a way of meaning never. Disciples obey without delay.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.